Unit 6. Reading Passage. In 1983, Cyndi Lauper reached the top of the charts with her hit song, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. These days, the same could be said for millions of men and women in their 20s, 30s, and even 40s. These so-called kidults dress and behave like children. Refusing to grow up, they often live with their parents, play video games, and watch cartoons. Observers point to positive and negative ramifications of the trend, which is all about having fun and avoiding, at all costs, the R word, responsibility. The word kidult is a combination of kid and adult. Other recently coined terms include adolescent and rejuvenile. Kidults often live with their parents long after finishing high school and college. It's a fast-growing trend. In 1970, only 11% of American 26-year-olds lived with their parents. But by 2005, that figure had grown to 20%. Likewise, people are getting married and having children later. In Ireland, for instance, the average marriage age rose from 30.7 in 2000 to 32.6 in 2005. Facts like these have led some observers to suggest that people are growing up later and later. Rather than finding a steady job, getting married, and taking out a mortgage, many people are opting for a different path. They're staying put, taking whatever work comes along, and devoting their disposable income to having a good time. Consumerism plays a key role in the trend, as kidults' lack of financial obligations frees up money for electronic goods, cars, and clothes. Over the last decade, marketers have cashed in on the opportunity, with companies making toys and collectibles specifically for adults. Recently in St. Petersburg, Russia, a television channel called 2x2 was created for the young at heart. Featuring cartoons like The Simpsons, the channel tells viewers to switch off your brain, switch on 2x2. Indeed, there's a constant marketing stream encouraging people to think less and, instead, enjoy life to the brim. Christopher Noxon, author of Rejuvenile, bluntly sums things up. It has become unfashionable to be mature. What are the pros and cons of being a kidult? On the one hand, people can indulge their whims with a remarkable degree of freedom. By embracing a more innocent mindset, they can also explore creative interests with a child's sense of wonder. At the same time, with few financial or family responsibilities, people can spend more time learning about themselves. As psychologist Jeffrey Arnett puts it, kidults can work on becoming the kind of person they want to be. The question is, will they take advantage of the opportunity? There's a risk that the longer people put off growing up, the harder it will eventually be. By focusing on material goods, entertainment, and short-term pursuits, kidults may ignore their intellectual and emotional development. James Coate, a sociologist, has noted that people are not being pressured to mature. That can lead to trouble forming adult relationships and social skills. There's also the danger that kidults, accustomed to having their meals cooked and clothes washed for them, may never learn to take care of themselves. Kidults are often compared to Peter Pan, a fictional character who flies around, lives in Neverland, and never grows up. Though we can't stop time, the maturation process does seem to be slowing down. As daily life becomes more complex, it's taking people longer to learn to live independently. So, the traditional idea that adulthood starts at 18 may soon be a thing of the past. That holds true for countries as diverse as Japan, Germany, and Canada. So, to all those adults with Hello Kitty t-shirts and toy robots, take heart. You've got plenty of company.